to our bureaucracy.
Okay.
Okay, so it should be pretty quick here.
Okie doke. So, because I want to get all of this in place, and our Research Foundation office closes on the 23rd, and
23rd.
It does not reopen for quite some time.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's going to be through by then, but I'll pass that message on, okay?
All righty, so that way we can get that going, and because you're going to run into problems with carryover funds.
Yep, you bet.
Have to be requested.
Okay.
I'm sure you're aware of that, Dan.
Yeah, okay,
so,
okay.
And then the only thing that once that's in place, what we would like to do is to get monthly updates on the number of subjects that you have scanned.
Scanned any? Because we can't do it without
no, 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 no. I mean after the funds, after everything's approved, then that's one of our requirements is that we would like to find out is on a month-to-month basis how many kids are going through the project.
Okay, that's great. Sure.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And Elizabeth, are you still here?
No, I think she hung up.
She hung up?
I think I heard her click out.
Oh, no. Now I got to go call and apologize for saying that.
Here's another hang up. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Well, are you going to see her later, Suzanne?
Yeah. Not today, but I can always call her.
Call her and tell her that I've accept my apology. I was only kidding. I thought you'd hang on the line for at least a minute or two.
You could send her flowers.
Well, what I did want to find out something from her was the status of getting the Free Surfer data onto the central repository.
What I know is that they are ready. Eric and Carly are ready to test the upload of the brain data with the XML. So it seems like everything is in line to start testing that, but like right now there's no brain data uploaded, but everything is in line to get that process started.
All right. So, well, please let her know. I'll try to email her and tell her that I was only joking, and then she hung up.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So I have myself, Michael, Andy Aronson, Andy Hall.
Yep.
Bill Barnett.
Here.
Carl Keene, Tina?
Here.
Okay, Tina. Chris Nunez? Claire? Claire? Claudia's gone. Elizabeth Moore? Elizabeth Sal is gone. Catherine Narr? Ken Jones?
Yep, right here.
Hey. Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Leah? Tatiana? Wendy? Faye? Kim Espy? Ken Warren? Bill Dunty? Is Bill here? Okay.
She's not ready yet. Sorry.
Pardon? Someone talking? All right. So,
I forgot Sarah. I must be dispensable, too. I'll take flowers.
No, I have that you're not coming. So, all right. Sarah's here. Yep. Says if. All right. Okay. So, everybody's working on their progress reports, and they are due here on the 15th using the format that Jill sent you out. And we also need you to update publications on Google Docs, and Jill can help you with that if you have any problems or issues on that. Everybody has hopefully started to make their reservations for Chapel Hill. We noticed airfares were climbing up there, so if you could get that in, that would be great. Jill, what's the status on the hotel?
Reservations instructions were sent on Monday, and I would say only about a dozen more people need to follow through with that by Monday.
Okay. Today is the last day for the RSA abstract for symposium, and I have seen one of them from Mike Charnas. Is anyone else putting one in?
We did. With Jennifer Thomas and Susan Smith.
Okay, so Tina, Thomas, who else is on that one?
Susan Smith. There are three separate abstracts for a symposium.
Just the three of you?
And there's a fourth person whose name I can't remember.
Okay. Jennifer, do you remember who it was? I guess she's gone.
Will that one be labeled CFAS?
I don't remember who it was.
Oh.
Joe somebody or other.
Okay. Chosen carefully. All right. All right. So, all right. Is that one labeled CFAS or no?
No.
Okay. All right. How about thoughts for the ISBRA symposium?
I'll be submitting a symposium probably next week. And it'll be myself, Kathy Sulik, Jennifer Thomas, and Andrei Urbanek from Poland.
Okay.
Three of four CFAS. And we'll build the CFAS part of it prominently, but not so prominently that they won't let it go.
Okay. That was the other question I was going to ask Elizabeth, because I thought she was going to try one. Sarah, do you know what about that?
No, I haven't heard from her anything about that. I was also considering doing one, but I haven't made any progress on it.
Okay.
I'll send her an email.
Pardon?
I'll send her an email about it and tell her to get in touch.
Yeah, that'd be great to find out she's going to do that. And anyone who is looking for another speaker with international data, I was contacted by Tatiana Bolenshava, and she has the prevention project in St. Petersburg, and she would very much be interested in participating in a symposium if someone was looking for another speaker who has an international project. And if anyone's interested, I can get you her contact information. All right. In terms of progress, did everyone get the Google document as a PDF that Jill sent out?
Yep.
So, starting with the Tatiana, the facial imaging project. Tatiana, are you there?
I am.
Cool. All righty.
Sorry, I got in late.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. It looks like that we have all the sites are pretty much on target, and I doubt if any images are going to be, any more images are coming from either the Ukraine or South Africa, because
that's
I don't think there's a camera in a place
no,
at either.
No, not in either one.
Sites. Atlanta has a camera, right?
And they're actually doing saliva too. They're doing both.
So Atlanta then might get up to its target.
I hope so. You know, there was a delay over there. You know that, and
right.
So,
I mean, they've been flat for the last 4 months.
Right. So I think now is the time when I think we can get our numbers up over there.
Okay.
That's my. I mean, that is Claire on the call?
No.
Okay.
And San Diego and Los Angeles are both well above their
targets.
They're
doing great.
The requests for the funds for Peter Hammond have all been sent in.
Okay.
The letter has been sent about a foreign PI, and the only thing we're waiting for is the carryover request to go through.
Okay.
And I'm
he's pretty
not
sick.
Sure.
I don't think he'll touch anything until he has money in his hands.
I agree.
So I've given up trying. I've got everything in place to send it to him the minute he can do something.
Yeah. We asked him about coming to the meeting, and he was semi-free to come. The airfares were kind of expensive, and since he didn't have any data, I thought it would be better to bring him to the RSA meeting.
I agree.
And he could maybe even pay for that out of his money that he's going to get. So,
okay.
But it's all ready to go. And Dale, if you could know any way to find out what the status of that carryover funds is, it would be appreciated.
Yeah. I will.
You're probably in the same position we are. We're waiting for that official notification, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're waiting for, to be officially told that you can? I mean, that's what's preventing us from going further, too. Yeah, we have a question for that as well.
And Fran said she would get it done as soon as she got it in from NIH, because carryover requests have to go first to NIH, and then they come back to NIAAA. But, you know, as quick as they could get that going, that would be great, because then we're going to run into the same problem next year.
Right.
All right, so now, Tatiana, is anyone else trying to analyze these images in any other way?
I was going to ask if you want me to give you a little bit more of an update. So what we did is we actually started with the Jacobson bolus first, because we actually were trying to get a symposium together. So we actually picked out a group of 45 individuals to do first, and our goal was to have them done. First, they had to be they were going to have anthropometrics done by Elizabeth, and we were going to pass them around. And our idea was we picked individuals that had all been longitudinal. Getting the files into the right format, we actually were thinking we'd have Peter Hammond on board faster. So we actually spent some time so that we can take every image and get it into the three file formats that each of the people who are going to analyze data needs. So that's all automated, but perhaps with a miscalculation, because that maybe wasn't where we should have spent our time initially. So anyway, so Elizabeth's still working on the first 45. She didn't have it done in time for us to have that, to prepare a symposium, and that was the slowdown for that. Once she does the initial measurement, I don't know how much you know, so she puts these critical dots on the face that then get used by everybody else. So it has to get through her first, and then everybody uses the landmarks that she physically places at uniform positions on all the faces. That's what they use to do the morphing. That's what Chris Klingenberg uses. We actually save a different set, which is why it has to be in a different format. Peter Hammond doesn't want anything on the images. So that's, we decided to do South Africa first, thinking about a symposium, but then we're just going to march through all of the ones that we have and just do them in groups. Our idea was to do them in groups when we thought we had a group that could be analyzed together. So a lot of the U.S. are more multi-ethnic, and so the advantage of South Africa was, well, you certainly can't call them homogeneous. It was at least one group of kids of a similar age, so we were going to do them first. And so I still would like to have, we will certainly have an abstract for RSA. We're not going to have a symposium that we were hoping to do, but we will have abstracts for that. The other relevant piece, I guess, is about PASS. Do you want me to talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
So we've been having calls with the PASS people to have a camera put in so that we could get images of 1-month-old and 12-month-old. So we've done another call. We've done it now with this DM stat that does.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have to say much. So we had to go. We went through the whole protocol. We've had to rework some aims. But I think we've gotten the first round of blessings. We now have to do another call now with Kim Dukes and somebody else who now also has to review this. But the way it's been described to us, and maybe those of you who do that study too can vouch for this, basically they said if you get DMSTAT on board, everything kind of goes much more smoothly. I don't know.
What are they charging you?
I don't think they're charging me anything, but just it's very hard to get calls set up and get everybody on a call. So it's actually very slow progress. that's probably the hard part about it. And then my understanding is then Hine is, once they've resolved, I think, how they want to do this, whether they wanted to do a bolus of kids, and there was a question about the embedded cohort versus recruiting more broadly. And I think the decision on the last call was not to do the embedded cohort, but to go for the largest number of kids that would meet criteria for FAS, which means they would go for the larger cohort. And now I think, now that that's resolved, Hine is, I guess, preparing a supplement request that, I guess, goes to Dale. So that part of the process is going, but none of that can be submitted until the PASS, two committees that need to approve this, approve it. So, I mean, it's a bit slower than I ever thought it would be, but it is moving along.
Elizabeth is... this is about the project in general. She's doing anthropomorphic measures. Those were taken off of the photos?
The 3D images, is that what you mean?
Right, you're right, mm-hmm. The 3D images.
Right.
Is there any way to get those data uploaded into a central repository or into some type of Excel spreadsheet so that it can be compared to its morphology data?
So the coordinates, are you thinking about the coordinates being uploaded? Because that's what certainly gets uploaded. Is that what you're thinking of or something else?
Well, I was looking at some way to make comparisons between the physical dysmorphology data mm-hmm. and the data coming off of the 3D images.
So the actual measurements, comparing measurements, you know, we've done that before on the old data, and we could certainly, on the old camera data, and we could certainly do that. We could do that again if we wanted to. We've compared similarity in the measurement, you know, for example, of intercanthal, outercanthal, focusing mostly around the eyes. So we had done a comparison of what the measurement similarities were between the two, and they're quite correlated. They tend to be a little bit larger off the 3D image. It's pretty systematic as compared to off the child itself. Is that what you're asking? Or
well, yes, I am asking for something like that, and hopefully later on in this call it'll become clear why I'm asking if that's possible to do.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Okay, Sarah Mattson. It looks like San Diego, just for the neurobehavioral stuff,
mm-hmm.
It looks like San Diego is above its target and got all its data in the central repository.
Yep.
Los Angeles kind of flattened out on the uploading of the data.
Yeah.
They are.
We're making some progress on our local. We just haven't uploaded it yet, so should
okay.
get on that.
Yeah, because you're probably have a little less than half.
Okay.
Of it in there. And again, hopefully later on, it'll become clear why I'm kind of pushing this.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Claire's not on, but.
I am.
Oh, you are. All right.
Yep.
So you were flat last month as well. And you
and
have
for
a.
Data entry? We entered a whole amount of it, and then we're now cleaning up a whole another bunch to, for entering.
Yeah, so that'll get you. It looks like you have about, I don't know, about less than 20 subjects that need to be uploaded.
Yeah.
And so that'll go great. The New Mexico Northern Plains data are just flat. They are well below their target, and they have no data uploaded in the central repository. The South African data has basically, yeah?
This is Jill, and they did upload one subject into the New Mexico database.
Okay.
It's hard to see it.
It's hard to see it. Okay.
I also received an email from Wendy last week just updating that they are making progress in terms of scoring and exporting. They had some problems with the Cantab and worked with Ben in fixing that, and they were able to – he's going to rescore – they had an incorrect administration for one of the subtests, and Ben's going to rescore all of the subjects that have been tested so far. And that
did they send the Cantab here?
No, they didn't need to. They ended up figuring it out. Ben figured it out, and he's going to rescore their data, and they're going to be able to use that. And then subsequent subjects will be tested correctly because now it's been fixed. And so they're working on scoring. Wendy said it's taking 95% of her time. They've posted two positions to fill their psychometrist positions, and didn't get very good applicants, and they're reposting.
Okay. Well, I think it's unlikely that they're ever going to get near their targets. You know, so the South African study seems, Colleen seems to be, you know, moving up parallel to her target range, and all the data are in the repository.
Really good progress.
You know, but she's probably not going to reach her target by the end of the year either.
No, probably not by the end of the year, but, well, it's pretty parallel. So, so,
and I think, you know, these targets were reduced from what they were, I believe, supposedly going to really what was proposed in the application. I think we moved them down a bit.
A little bit.
So.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
On a related note, can I add? You know, we also have the what we call the demographics database that's not included in the progress that Jill sends out. And it would be great if we could also include that as well, because we need to be – that's the database that has the alcohol exposure information in it. So I know, you know, other groups that are going to want to analyze, like Tatiana, are going to want that information.
Okay. Andy, what's the status of that database?
it's usable. It's sorry, Andy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's
right.
It should be in place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there. We haven't seen a whole lot of uploads from many sites on it, unfortunately.
All right. So, Jill, could we do the same?
The goal should be the same because every subject that was tested should have a demographic record also. The only glitch would be for subjects in phase one should also have records. So I think you'll have there'll be a little bit of a confusion about that, but we can figure it out.
Yeah, currently you have 184, and Los Angeles has one. That's the only activity on that database.
Okay.
All right. So once we get it seen, we can see what sites will know what they have to do.
But obviously, if people are having problems using that, they should tell Andy or me or Ben or all of us.
So this is Dale. So central repository right now means neurobehavioral measurements, tests?
The central repository is all of the databases, but what you're getting, the progress report you're getting under Maths and Neurobehavior is just the neurobehavior.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Labeled central repository. And then are we going to add a second line that tracks the uploading of the history?
True. You could just on that.
Well,
you could change it.
Let's have a separate graph of the demographic database. So rather than get three graphs,
okay,
look at four.
You could also just add an extra line on that same graph because the goals would be the same.
Yeah.
The sites know they should be using the demographics database?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The brain imaging, again, LA is above its target. San Diego is falling a little bit behind in its target.
We had three kids yesterday.
Okay. So you should be back up to the target.
Yeah.
South Africa is made a little progress last month, but fell off of its steep curve. And so we're probably about 75% of the target on all sites. So I don't know what's going on. And I guess the Free Surfer data are going to be uploaded into a database shortly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the brain imaging data the software's been written, and testing of it by Eric at Elizabeth's site is supposed to happen next week. We expect by the 14th that we'll be able to be in production and have data uploaded.
Okay. All right, so Sarah, do you have any other progress on the neurobehavioral that you wanted to talk about? Any issues,
no.
Concerns, problems?
No, I don't think so. No.
We
do have, just in terms of the MRI, we did scan three kids yesterday, and we have five or six more kids scheduled for this month. So
yep.
Hopefully
when they're in the database, then we know their data.
Well, they're none of
all right.
Them. When
none
of them
they're
in the database.
Before they're available, there's nothing anyone can do with them. So, all right, Suzanne, anything? Do you foresee any problems in this? Getting at least the Free Surfer data?
I don't. Eric seems to think that everything is on track and in line, to get it uploaded.
And if I'm correct, that provides the volumetric measures for the various brain areas, and that's an automated extraction?
That I wouldn't be able to answer.
Okay.
It's done through a program anyway.
Yeah, I think it's done pretty automatically. So,
Suzanne,
all right.
Andy at Informatics.
Hi.
I know Eric's been working with us. Is he going to have access to the data that people generate at other sites?
I believe so. Let me ask him right now, though. Eric, are you going to have access to the data from people at other sites? Andy is asking. Here, I'm going to put him on the phone, actually. You can ask him directly. Huh? Yeah.
Hello, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric. My question is, we got the whole consortium here, so I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
Will you be uploading the data for all sites, or you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you will. Okay, great. That's what I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right, so I guess any other updates, Suzanne, or any great interesting findings?
No.
The consortium?
I will address the demographics thing. We have like 23 subjects locally, so now the next step is just to get those uploaded into the demographics database. We haven't had any real problems with those. And I think
but you've done one, so you know it
yeah.
works.
Yeah, we know it works. I think there's another update that I have to send over to Helen to do and then get it sent back to me. And then we'll do the XML upload.
Okay. So,
you know, Ed, there was one other thing could I add that came up over the last month, and that was that some subjects were being given inconsistent subject numbers
mm-hmm.
between phase one and phase two.
Yes.
So if a subject was tested in both phases, they had two different numbers, which
right.
was a problem. And we think we've resolved it. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows that if a subject is tested twice, which only applies to us and New Mexico, but also to lots of dysmorphology, that they need to have the same number.
Right. There's,
and South Africa. South Africa.
There's been a lot of problems with some of the recent data, and Ken and is probably more aware of that than I. Tina, what's going on with your stuff? I know you were supposed to go to the Ukraine and couldn't go because of swine flu, but...
Yep, so we'll go after the first of the year, but we're just doing the analysis for the progress report. So Claire's finished up her part, and Julie's doing hers, and we're working on Andy's stuff now. And Carl and Jan are working on their portion of it, so it's moving along. We had hope to be able to make this visit this month for the second site for Melnitsky because they need some additional training, but we'll get in there as soon as we can after the first of the year.
All right, and more specifically then,
mm-hmm.
Has Carl ramped up at all? Or
they've started to add the additional measures, so they're doing folate and B12 and homocysteine and the whole panel now, so yes. And they we had a cutoff of November 1st for the last receipt of data, so they've got 135 subjects with one or two blood samples that they're working on. Yeah. So we're
all right, but of those hundreds of blood samples,
mm-hmm.
are the data available from those blood samples on these various levels?
The first pass was on the limited data set. The second pass, we've gotten the original two shipments of samples have been analyzed with a full panel, and I think that they have just completed the last two shipments with a full panel. I just haven't gotten the data yet.
Okay, and does that include the choline data for Jennifer's project?
I don't know what he's doing with Jennifer's project.
Jennifer, do you know what he's doing with your project? Jen?
Not there.
Jennifer's on her way to Mexico, so we don't know where she is. All right, so. All right, that's something that, Jill, could you please write down that I need to find out what's going on there? Now, Andy, how's your project going in the Ukraine? Andy, hey, take off? Tina, do you know about
yeah. what? Yeah, so we're. Leela is working on cleaning his data. We've got up to four ultrasound measures, the 2D ultrasound measures on all of the participants, and so that's what we're working on doing the analysis now. So everything's going fine with that.
Okay. Ken, how's the old dysmorphology core going?
The old dysmorphology core is going fine. I've got all our data here in front of me right this second. Leela just completed giving it to me today. So, I mean, I can give you numbers on everything if you're interested. We have a total of 2,297 exams.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, and I'm assuming, and Leela probably knows this, is that they've reconciled the South Africa data where there seem to have been a lot of issues.
they're being it's being reconciled.
Okay.
I can't say it's all in the past.
All right. Phil's not on. Wendy's not on, so they can't talk about their stuff. I guess I got it. Went through everybody then. Jennifer's not there, right? All right. And Claire, how many infants have you tested in the Ukraine?
I personally have not tested any infants. There have been. I got data from Ukraine from Lila. What do you remember, Tina? It's like 39 kids or something like
yep.
that.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a significant effect with 39 kids and a significant effect on the heart rate stuff with even fewer.
Okay, that's good.
Not on the intervention yet, just on the alcohol. But
Well, the reason that I'm trying to get all these data into the database is that we've started looking at the relationship right now. We're kind of limited between the cardinal features, primarily facial features, height and weight, and things like that, that's collected by the Dysmorphology Corps, and the 22 neurobehavioral measures that Sarah identified as being useful in separating out kids exposed to prenatal alcohol versus control, and just started to kind of look at some of these correlations. And there are some interesting, I think, findings or trends so far, but it would be great if we could include more than the two sites that have enough. I guess there are more than two sites, but just if we could get everyone's site included in these data. And the way we can do that is if everyone gets their data into the repository. And, for example, the only brain data we have are on 26 kids that were done in San Diego from phase one. And we would really like to be able to do the multiple correlations between the brain imaging, the facial imaging, the behavior, and the dysmorphology data. So, I think there are some interesting possibilities to do, to look at here. And I don't know, Ken, I've sent you all of those data. Sarah, you've seen them. I don't know how you feel about them, but...
How I what?
How you feel about them, but, whether it's a useful approach or not, but...
Oh yeah, I think it's useful. I think, the limitation is that we only have two sites.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting.
And so if we could get more of these data in, and then use the findings that we have found with the phase one data to see if we can replicate those findings in the phase two data, I think that we would have some really strong. Some things to say that would be very strong and useful. So if I could urge people to try to, because after the January meeting, that's going to be a priority, is to get these multi-measure, multi-site data out into print. Because I think that if we don't do that, we are not going to get this project renewed. So that's going to be a high priority for me anyway. And if your data are there, then we're happy to include you. If your data are not there, I don't think we can wait very much longer. So I hope that makes sense.
What specific data are we talking about? The stuff we've uploaded already, you want something else?
No. But if all your data are there, if you only have 10 subjects, it's not going to help us because we can't use it as a site. But if we can get all of your data, for Atlanta, I think I've lost mine.
There's like 40 people uploaded or something.
Well, we've done 50 in Atlanta.
Yeah, and most of the well, the 3D images are 50, so that would be good. The behavioral data, I guess there are about 35 or so. But you have 40, you have 50-something collected. So if we can get those data in, you know, right now we're operating on ends of about 170. As we start adding variables, we need more subjects because we're going to start losing degrees of freedoms. But there are some, I think, interesting relationships that appear to be coming out, and I think that if we add in the other measures and the brain data, I think we'd have some really strong statements to make and also show the utility of doing this multi-site, multi-measure types of analysis. So, you know, I'd urge you to do it because I'd really like to get some of these papers that or report data that the consortium was supposed to really focus in on, this multi-site, multidisciplinary approach to getting a better idea on how to categorize these kids. So that's what I got to say.
Ed, Dale, at the January meeting, will you be in a position to kind of share some of the things that are coming out of these preliminary analyses, or is it too early, or what?
No, I think Sarah might be able to. Ken might be able to do it.
Yeah, I didn't mean you.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to be trying to put these progress reports together for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are some weird things going on, but, you know, if you look at HEDSER conference, mm-hmm. it correlates with a lot of the executive functioning data, but so does weight in some respects. So I think we're going to have to sit down and look and try to factor out those variables that make some sense, but we're not finding very much with the lip or the philtrum being predictive of anything behaviorally.
Well, they're not. They have nothing to do with behavior. They're just a correlation.
Well, yeah, but papyral fissure size doesn't either, and yet it does. And so maybe the idea of the papyral fissure being a proxy measure of frontal lobe or
probably is.
Brain is good, but. Mm-hmm. If the lip and the philtrum develop from those same tissue areas, one would have assumed. Now, but again, they're not a continuous variable. I mean, it's kind of, you know, a Likert scale, and so there just may be too much noise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And too much objectivity. Mm-hmm. Or not enough objectivity.
Right.
Not enough, right. So if we had those measurements from the 3D camera, which would be a continuous measurement of circularity and smoothness, we might find differences.
Yeah, you might.
So, you know, so that's why I'm trying to encourage everyone trying to get this data available. And even if the merging thing doesn't work as well as we would like, Andy has agreed to kind of put the databases that we need together so that we can start to do this. And I think that was really one of the big specific aims of the consortium was to do this multi-factorial type of design and try to pull it out and on how to, you know, better diagnose the full range of the disorder.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ed, do you remember in Susan Athley's recent paper, did she look at the correlations between, or one of her recent papers, the lipometer scores and the lip measurements, if they correlated with neurobehavior?
I don't remember if she did that. I know she did report correlations between brain and behavior.
Just would be curious to see if, you know, the discrepancies between the data.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be hard to see with the Likert scale because you really have in the, well, even though when we did it only within the FAS kids and then looked at correlations across both FASD and control kids. And within the FASD group, I mean, they're one or twos, and so you don't have any variance. I mean, there's not a lot of variance that going on there for the lip filtrum, you know, because they get ranked four or five, so there's only two scores that they could possibly have. Across the controls and the FASD kids, there are five, but I'm pulling these up right now. Like the vermilion border, the only correlation that's significant with any of the behaviors have to do with the PPVT.
PPVT. Peabody picture vocabulary test.
Yeah. And only on one score.
I think a spurious correlation. So.
Yeah. And
sorry, I was muted. It wasn't the it's not the PPVT. It's the PPT.
It's the PPT.
Which is the progressive planning test.
Oh, the progressive planning test. But still,
so one would have
no sense. I mean.
But I mean, none of the other correlations with the lip filtrum things come out significant.
How about if you just look for a category 5 or a classification 5?
Well, then you can't correlate it because everyone's the same. You mean only within those?
Yeah.
You know. No, it would be presence or absence of a 5.
Yeah.
So just like height less than 10, would it be, you know, filtrum 5 or not?
Well, we could go back and do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but what are you doing then? You're saying this is a very damaged person and they are affected across a whole range of things, but that it doesn't make. So what if it's correlated then?
But it's not correlated with everything. I mean, that's the interesting thing, I think, Claire, is that there are, and I haven't looked at it that closely, but there are, you know, some places where they're correlated and some places where they're not.
I mean, right. But I think, Claire, you have a good point in that. Excuse me. That the head circumference measure is probably the best predictor of any behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it may be that what you did, when you get down to the third percentile, you're just, you know, locking everybody down with a low score so that you have to have a relationship.
Right.
Yeah, but the issue here is that, I mean, one sort of has this idea that the head circumference is a reflection of brain or brain volume, but nobody has ever really showed that a smooth filtrum means a damn thing. I mean, in the fetal alcohol syndrome, we try to say that you have a smooth filtrum and you have a thin vermilion border of the upper lip and so forth and so on. But we have tried to say that smooth filtrum is smooth because it is that area is is derived from the frontal area of the brain. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, including Kathy, who feels strongly the same way, you can't really show that. The mouse doesn't have a smooth filtrum. And so we really, I mean, if we could show that a smooth filtrum correlated with frontal brain dysfunction, and we went to the most extreme of the smooth filtrum and looked at functional deficits that reflected frontal brain, and we could show a strong correlation, I think that would be
well,
the first time anybody had ever shown that.
Right, but when basically looking at the correlations within the FAS diagnosis, most of those kids are going to be 4 or 5s, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've shown that 4 and 5 doesn't correlate.
Doesn't correlate.
Right,
I mean, so, 4 and 5 but you would have expected that the 4s would have less effect than the 5s.
Right.
Yeah, but what you're saying, Ed, is that they're all 4s and 5s, so you don't have any range to correlate.
I don't have any variance to deal with anything.
Right. So you have to look. So, but then if you look at it between the controls and the FAS combined, you might get something. And we have those correlations.
We have those data, and there are less relationship. Or no, that's not true. There are, I guess, a few significant correlations with the lip filtrum stuff, but not a lot.
And in the controls with 4s and 5s.
Pardon?
Probably very few in the controls with 4s and 5s.
Well, I mean, but across the range. You forget the alcohol exposure, and you're just looking at the lip filtrum, lip and filtrum separately, but and behavior, and very few things come out. But I think if we had the continuous measurements off of the 3D pictures, then we might see something, because we're just working with no variance. And in correlation, you want some variance, you know. So that's why I hope that people can get their data in, and we can start to do this. But there are some interesting relationships, I think, between overall head circumference. I'm trying to figure out why weight seems to play such a big role here, but
because of age.
Well, but even with standardized scores, you know.
Percentiles, I hope you're using.
Yeah.
Well, we have the weight and the height as raw scores, but we also have the, if it's less than the 10th percentile.
You know.
But you have to use percentiles if you have people of different ages.
Yeah. We'd have that also. It's just that when we throw them in, we just throw everything into the hopper and outcome stuff. But all righty. So any other issues or things? But, I mean, some of the ones with head circumference percentiles are very highly. I mean, you know, they're accounting for 40% of the variance in some of these tasks. So.
It's because they have brain damage.
Hmm?
They have brain damage.
Yeah, but very few of them are below the third percentile. Mm. So, you know, I think there's some reasonable things here. The smooth filtrum occasionally correlates. The papillary fissure size correlates on some of the executive functions. So just, I'm just saying, I think that there are going to be things that we're going to see there, and hopefully we can get all the data together so that everybody can be included, because we got to get this data out. And Dale, I hope you agree with that. So.
Yeah. This is exciting to hear that, you know, these things are within reach.
Yeah. So we just need numbers, and we need more, I think, continuous. And certainly have to sit down with Scott Roche, and who's a statistician, and figure out the best way to do this stuff. This was just kind of so that I could see whether we were on the right track or not. All righty. Someone sounds like they need to get to sleep. So,
who's going to admit to yawning?
I can actually identify that person.
Just speak more quietly, probably.
No, the conference manager puts up a little symbol so I can tell who's talking.
All right, it was me.
All right, so are there any other issues? Everyone, get in your hotel reservations, get your plane reservations. We will see you in Chapel Hill. For people who made Fulton's reception last time, it was very nice, so if you can, be there for that. If you have items that you would like included on the agenda, please send them to Jill, because that's what we're doing next week, is putting together the agenda and inviting some outside speakers. Hannah Kinney from PASS is going to be there. So if you have issues related to that that you want discussed, let me know. And if anyone is going to put in an ISPR symposium looking for a speaker, let me know if they would like to include Tatiana Bolenshava. And we'll go from there. Anyone have any comments, concerns, issues?
I've got a quick question. If Tatiana is still there,
I am.
I think you mentioned something about Peter Hammond not liking the reference dots on the images. Is that right?
That's correct.
So does that mean he needs a separate set of imaging?
Yeah. So what we do, and that's what I was alluding to, is it's been a programming thing. So Jeff Rogers wrote a program. So when we get the images, he always has had to put them into the format that can Elizabeth, so you've got to convert the file into a format that Elizabeth can then bring in the mesh and put the points on. there's a different format that they want to use, the people who are doing some of the morphing work, and then Peter Hammond wanted yet a third version. So he actually has a program now. So we're doing it now all with Drive. So rather than, we worked this out with Andy Aronson, so rather than uploading files, we're actually getting all the files we need, and then we're just going to bring a hard drive over to him, and then he'll just be able to upload that. So it's actually a great time savings on our end. And we will have, for people who would want to have it, we actually will have three different formats in which images could potentially be used. We will continue to upload as we have the actual coordinates for those people who want to use that, but there'll actually be potentially more options in terms of file formats that people could work with.
Okay, great, thanks.
Any other comments? Well, everybody have a very happy holiday season.
Thank you.
Right.
You too.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you in January.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.